Brother, the best part about rock bottom is it's sturdy enough to build on. You finally get the chance to see who's there, who's not, and who never was. So you can honor those who stayed around long enough to watch you become who you knew you could be. It's only up from here.
People want to think that people that are mentally strong don't struggle. No, you do struggle. You always struggle.
Yeah.
But you win every time. You make sure that you win every time. And you can win every time. But you've got to develop that ability to make yourself do the things you don't necessarily want to do, but you know you should.
You severely underestimate yourself, my friend. I know you feel that. Because your soul, that thing that I was speaking of, is dying to come out. I need you to let it breathe, my friend. Let it live. Stop standing in the way of what was meant to be. Stop silencing the purest version of who you are and allow yourself to be immersed in whatever comes your way. That experience of life is a life that is meant to be lived. You are great, and you are more powerful than you know. Please, do not settle for less.
You have everything that you need in this season to succeed. You truly do. You may not know what you need to do 5 steps from now, but every step that you take illuminates the path, illuminates the next step. Sometimes when I'm like just too deep in the mind, procrastinating, thinking too much, the best thing for me is just to get a momentum, get a motion, let the magic reveal my next step, you understand?
You will wake up at 70, 80, 90, 100, and you will regret the way you lived your only life. Regret is the great thing we should fear. And if you do not chase your dream, or you jump into the water, if you don't go for it. So we have this little sliver, and to not squeeze this little orange of life for every ounce of juice that it has, is devastating to me based on the fact that your parenting, your DNA, and your environments led to you valuing someone else's opinion greater than your own opinion about what you want to do.
Don't be scared of failure. Invite failure. Invite adversity. Who cares? It's just an opportunity for you to learn. It's a step closer to you becoming the truest and purest version of who you are.
What's the number one thing that's holding most people back from reaching their full potential?
A story. The story they sell themselves on. Everyone's got a story. And everyone wants to tell you their story of how bad they had it, how hard they had it. And the more times you tell yourself or others that story, the more you reinforce the fact that you're not meant to have happiness, success, abundance. They don't realize that they still hold the pen. There's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they can rewrite that story. But we have to let go of the pages that others have written in our book and realize we got this pen. And we can start writing how the story looks from this day forward. But what's stopping them is the work that they haven't done. The work of healing through their traumas, their insecurities, their limiting beliefs, the glass ceiling, the whatever the thing is.
A mentality of greatness. And no breaks. I hate to tell people that. Today's time, everybody wants it fast.
You can be popular.
But to be great? Monday on top of Tuesday, Tuesday on top of Wednesday, Wednesday on top of Thursday, Thursday on top of Friday, Friday on top of Saturday. Let's start over.
When nothing seems clear, trust that the fog is part of the journey. Man, the fog is part of the journey. So often when we're going down our paths and, you know, there's a lot of fog around us and we can't see, we get so discouraged. We think something is wrong. We feel like the fog is negative. Oh my gosh, I can't see. Oh my gosh, I'm lost. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. Whoa, whoa. Understand the fog is a part of the journey. It's teaching you how to trust. And what is it making you trust? It's helping you to trust in the one step right in front of you. Because whenever you're in fog, you can't see down the road, but you can see the one step in front of you. And you just got to keep trusting that if I keep taking that, even when I can't see, that eventually clarity will come. And you keep doing that, and eventually what happens? You gracefully move through that fog, and you step into that sunlight. You step into that clarity. And it's a beautiful thing. And all that came because you were able to understand that the fog is a part of the journey. Rather than seeing the fog and resorting back or staying stuck, because you had the right perspective of it, it allowed you to move through it and step into the light.
So my big thing is, when I live my life, I want to make sure that when I'm dead and gone, that I wring that wash rag out, and that wash rag is my soul. And I also believe that we're going to end up one day meeting a maker, if you believe in one. And I believe that maker knows everything about you. Everything about you. Knows I was going to be here talking to you. Knows everything. But you also have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. You have choices. And the one thing that scares me to death in my life is getting to heaven and not being where I was supposed to be. And I believe that God has a chart. And he looks at the chart and he puts it in front of you and you get to heaven. He says, hey, this is where you're supposed to be. And one of my biggest fears in life was to see that chart and not have every block checked off. You know, I want to make sure that I'm constantly pursuing whatever it is I'm pursuing just to be the best. I'm just constantly grinding myself into a fine powder.
So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is just failure turned inside out. It's a silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near, but it seems so far. So stick to the fight. When you're hardest hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit.
Together, they said to me, well, how can you continue? Do you have the strength or the will or the enthusiasm, Marcel? And I said, how can you ask this question? It is, if I abandon this project, I would be a man without dreams. And I don't want to live like that. I live my life or I end my life with this project.
It can't be done. This is why I try to tell you, anything and everything can be done if you can visualize it and if you believe in yourself. Let me tell you, you're going to find the naysayers in every turn that you make. Don't listen. Just visualize your goal, know exactly where you want to go. Trust yourself. Get out there and work like hell. And break some of the rules and never, ever be afraid of failure.
Take full responsibility for what happens to you. It's one of the highest forms of human maturity, accepting full responsibility. It's the day you know you've passed from childhood to adulthood, the day you accept full responsibility. I used to have that long list of reasons why I wasn't doing well. I used to blame the government. I used to blame taxes. Look what you got left after they take everything. And they expect you to do well. I used to blame the weather. I blame the traffic. I used to blame my car. I blame the manufacturers. See, I used to blame everything outside. And then let me give you a little philosophy to help turn my life around. For your notes, here it is. It's not what happens that determines the quality or the quantity of your life. It's not what happens. It's what you do that changes everything.
Face it. You do not look away when challenges come. You don't blame yourself if at that moment in time you are not able to face it. The only thing you're gonna do is you step back, you take time for yourself, you invest the work, and prepare yourself to return.
You just gotta weather it and keep on walking and don't flinch. Don't let them know they got you. And what we do is at a standstill. Or stepping back, because we don't do that. We keep on walking.
Anger. It's one of those emotions we're told to suppress, to control, to push down deep where no one can see it. Society teaches us that anger is destructive, unproductive, even shameful. But the truth is, anger is one of the most powerful forces you'll ever feel, if you know how to use it. Because anger, when left unchecked, can consume you. It can turn you bitter, vengeful, or paralyzed. But when you learn to channel it, to harness it, to turn it into fuel, it becomes something extraordinary. It becomes a tool, a driver, a force that pushes you toward action, toward change, toward the life you've been waiting to build. The question isn't whether you'll feel anger. You will. The question is, what will you do with it? Anger is neither good nor bad. It's energy. Raw, untamed energy that surges through you in response to pain, injustice, or frustration. It's your body's way of saying, this isn't right. This needs to change. But anger has two paths. One path is destruction. It's yelling at the wrong people, burning bridges, making impulsive decisions that you can't take back. The other path is creation. It's taking that energy and turning it into something meaningful, something that builds, that grows, that transforms. To use anger as fuel, you have to choose the second path. And that starts with understanding the source of your anger. Anger doesn't just appear out of nowhere. It comes from somewhere deep inside you. Pain, fear, frustration, disappointment. Before you can channel your anger, you need to face it. Ask yourself, why am I angry? What's the root of this feeling? What's underneath it? Sometimes it's about unmet expectations, about feeling like you've been wronged or overlooked. Sometimes it's about fear of failing, of losing, of not being enough. And sometimes it's about frustration with yourself for not living up to your own potential. Whatever the reason, identifying the source of your anger is the first step to transforming it. Because when you know where it's coming from, you can direct it. You can decide what to do with it.
Let anger be the spark, but let discipline be the engine. Because success isn't built on flashes of emotion. It's built on relentless effort, day after day, choice after choice. Anger is often seen as a destructive force, and it can be if you let it. But when you channel it toward creation, it becomes something entirely different. It becomes the fuel for building something meaningful. Whether that's a business, a skill, a relationship, or a new version of yourself. Ask yourself, how can I turn this anger into something positive? How can I use it to grow, to improve, to make an impact? Let your anger inspire you to build, to create, to leave something behind that proves you didn't let the pain win.
Every emotion has something to teach you, and anger is no different. It's a signal, a guide, a call to pay attention. What is your anger trying to tell you about your values, your boundaries, your goals? What lessons can you take from it? Maybe it's teaching you that you deserve better. Maybe it's showing you that something in your life needs to change. Maybe it's reminding you of the fire inside you, the one that refuses to settle, to give up, to accept less than you're capable of. Let anger be your teacher, not your enemy. Let it guide you, not control you. Think of anger like fire. Left uncontrolled, it can burn everything to the ground. But when harnessed, when contained, it becomes a powerful tool. It can light your way. It can warm you. It can forge something strong and unbreakable. The fire of anger doesn't have to consume you. It can transform you. It can push you to do the hard things, to face the challenges, to become the person you know you're capable of being.
The world will give you plenty of reasons to be angry. People will hurt you. Circumstances will disappoint you. Life will throw obstacles in your path. But every time you feel that fire rising, you have a choice. You can let it consume you, or you can let it fuel you. Use your anger to remind yourself of what you want, of what you deserve, of what you're willing to fight for. Let it push you to take the steps, to do the work, to rise above. Anger doesn't have to be destructive. It can be transformative. It can be the fuel that turns your pain into purpose, your frustration into focus, your fire into a force for something extraordinary. So the next time you feel anger bubbling up, don't run from it. Don't let it control you. Harness it, channel it, and use it to build the life you know you're meant to live. Because that fire inside you, it's not something to fear. It's your power. Use it.
I love this question, which is, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
Man would not be man if his dreams did not exceed his grasp.
How committed are you to really do something about your life? It's not knowledge which is the problem. It's not inspiration which is the problem. The problem is that after you have all this information, how are you going to transform it? How are you going to integrate it into your 24-hour day?
If you haven't gotten what you want, then you're not worthy of it, period. And that's okay. Now you can admit that you suck and improve. Better to know you're bad for a season than pretend you're good for a lifetime. Because you're not as good as you think you are. You're not struggling from imposter syndrome. You're a student and pretending to be a teacher.
Understand what the struggle produces. So when you attack something, you realize when you're going through your hardest times, and you tell yourself, wait a minute, I have to go through this because it's a part of the process.
You have to do it. And you have to do it now. So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it. Start doing it. That is the first step to make it happen. Get after it and get after it here and now.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say you've grown.
That version of yourself that lives inside of your heart that nobody else even knows about because you're too afraid to talk about it because you're afraid everybody's going to laugh at you. That's the thing you're supposed to become. Whatever that is, that's what you're supposed to become. You need to listen to that. If you're going to step out from what you have always been into something new, you have to be prepared to cut all of the old out because all of the old will constantly be in your ear chirping, making you doubt, making you question, making you slow down, making you hesitate. And all of those qualities will keep you from becoming that thing that you're trying to become.
Talked a little bit about purpose. A lot of that is just working hard to try to be who you say you are. We all project ourselves a certain way. But when rubber hits the road and you look at yourself in the mirror, who are you? And are you living the life that you're telling people you're living?
You gotta be willing to be uncomfortable to get comfortable. You gotta be willing to be scared. You gotta be willing to go into the rooms that people don't wanna go into. And you gotta be willing to deal with the word no for a period of time because the yeses will come. Make you hold you accountable.
I think it's just giving yourself permission to suck. It's giving yourself permission to be unhappy. It's giving yourself permission to not achieve while you do for a long period of time. It's giving yourself permission to lose friends. It's giving yourself permission to do things that's different than people in your social circle or your age group are doing. Giving yourself permission to be an exception so that you can become exceptional.
If you don't put it into an action plan, get going. That's the key. Some people are ever learning, but they don't put it into action. They don't really take the action. It's like the man who keeps bringing materials to the building site and never builds anything. He keeps bringing in the sand and the gravel and the windows and the doors, and he just stacks up all these supplies, but he never builds anything. You've got to do something with what you've learned. You've got to take action. You've got to get going.
And anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up.
An old saying that there's three types of people on a ladder. One at the bottom, one at the middle, and one at the top. Which one is the best to be? The one that's still climbing.
Talking about your goals, and talking about your ambitions, and you're talking about your dreams, talking about anything. Overthinking is the enemy of executing. As far as I'm concerned, the best way of actually making progress towards them is cutting it down to a day-by-day scale and ensuring that every day your goal is to simply take another step toward it.
Go out there and build something, do something. Do something. So at the end of the day, when they close the book on your story, your chapter has meant something.
Almost all the meaning that you will need to get you through the hard times of your life is going to be a consequence of adopting responsibility, not of rights and impulsive action. But that isn't where you're going to find the meaning that keeps you sustained through the storms of life.
I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and expect to not get what everyone else has got. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know until now. Empty the cup. Start from the beginning.
Do you run away from something? Do you run towards something? Failure is a compelling protagonist towards achieving your goals. Use failure. Be scared. Be very scared of failure, and you will succeed. There is no magic pill.
One day, or day one, you keep that in your mind. You keep that. Keep that in your mind if you've been slacking on some kind of something that you want to start doing. And that you know is going to be good for you if you do start.
In your life, in any given moment, the strongest dream in that moment wins that moment. I am a very powerful dreamer.
If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You've got to understand that you've already got it. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you, and you will start moving toward it. You've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it.
Someone will save you, but it's you. Future you, the better you. The person that you've been waiting to become.
When you make up your mind to be defined by a vision of the future instead of the memories of the past, all you have to do is make a decision. And you just got to have a clear intent on what you want. And so learn, study,
and then begin to dream or begin to build a model of what it could look like, and don't let go of it. And begin to experience the emotions of how you feel when it happens.
The heart of confidence is action. It's the willingness to try. And all you need is to know that if you try, you're not gonna die. You're just gonna learn something. And when you learn something, it removes a little bit of the insecurity so that it makes it slightly easier to try again.
Projecting yourself forward to see what are the consequences of failing, what are the consequences of stopping, is about as powerful of a motivation strategy as I can think of, you know? Because what you're doing is you're trying to optimize right now to stop the discomfort, but what you're going to pay for that in is shame, is guilt,
right,
and regret long term. So what you need to be able to do is bundle all of that up that is as yet unfelt, but will last for way, way, way longer. You know, the future is much longer than now.
That's right.
The future is going to extend out up until the day that you die. And the now is just for now. And you get to look back. And do you look back with pride and glory? Or do you look back with shame and guilt?
And you don't feel like doing something, like you do it anyway. You do it because you have to, and you have to do it for your future self. You know, you have to look back. You have to look at yourself in 5, 6, 7 years and be the person that you would want to look back and be proud of, because now what you're doing your future self a favor.
This isn't a game. This is your life. Wake up. It's time to make your life into a highlight reel. You're the main character, not anybody else. Stop thinking this world is against you. You're in control. You get to choose what happens next. The wait is over, because the time is now.
You go higher, you go even more alone. Why? Because nobody is willing anymore to invest their energy in going higher, because it's becoming more difficult. They say, oh, it's already okay here. Why you still want to move up there? The air is getting thinner over there. So that means along this way, the higher you want to go, the more likely you're gonna walk alone. This is the next thing.
When it's time, you'll know. Trust me, when that moment comes, the feeling is unmistakable. So no matter how dark things might get, never forget that you are the light. You can pull yourself out of any situation, but it's gonna take effort. It's gonna take putting in the work when no one's watching or even cheering you on. Stop looking outside yourself to conquer that voice within. You have what it takes. Now go make it happen.
Tell you, the moment you truly decide to commit to self-mastery, to becoming your 2.0 self, to really elevating to the highest version of yourself, you will lose 99% of your friends. And the reason for that is you will scare them, because they will not understand why you're so committed to self-development, self-actualization, becoming a better human. You won't have things in common anymore, right? Because if you are trying to transcend the self-mastery, to develop as a better human, and so in your process, in your journey of self-development, you will lose 99% of your friends.
Pretty soon you win. Pretty soon you'll buckle in. If you have the courage and the heart and the dedication and the mindset about everybody, can go fuck themselves.
Most important question to ask yourself is, what pain are you willing to endure in your life, rather than what pleasure do you want? So whatever pursuit it is that you're going through, whatever challenges are placed in front of you, realize that there is value in stepping outside of their comfort, but on the other side of discomfort is something valuable. We're told that worthwhile things are difficult to attain, because if they weren't difficult to attain, they wouldn't be worthwhile.
And really ask yourself that question. What is it essentially that you are looking for living this life? How much of where you want to go did you achieve already? And also, are you actually still finding yourself on the way to wherever you wanted to go?
If you're not being defined by a vision of the future, then you are left with the memories of your past, and you'll be predictable in your life. If you're not creating anything new, That means you're believing in your past more than you're believing in your future. So then if the person is living in anger, impatience, resentment, frustration, and they're holding the intention of their future, they're waiting for their success to feel abundance or empowerment. They're waiting for their new relationship to feel love. Well, that's the old model of reality of cause and effect, waiting for something outside to change how we feel inside. And if you're living in that lack and you know that you're creating your future, you're creating more lack. And if you're reacting to the people and conditions in your life that are all known to you, then your thoughts and feelings are equal to everything that you know. You keep creating the same life.
One entire year has just passed. Look at yourself from the beginning of this year compared to right now. Are you any different? Are you the same guy that you were in the beginning of the year? Try to make sure that this year you at least change something up, right? If years and years pass and you're just the same dude, then you're not really living in a way. I kind of feel like you're just being pushed through life.
Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you.
You know, that first, you know, step, when you really decide, all right, I got to start changing things, it is very uncomfortable because you're going to start doing things that aren't the norm in your life. You're going to have to let go of old ways, let go of old habits, and start stepping in and implementing new ones. And that is a very uncomfortable process because it's, you're stepping into the unknown. You're stepping into something that your body is not familiar with. But at the end of the day, it's so rewarding in the long run. And if you can just stick it out through that first step where it gets really uncomfortable, on the flip side of that is everything that you want in life. It's the relationship. It's the job. It's the situation. It's the environment. It's the community.
Don't resent tough times. When life hands you adversity, it's not to expose how weak and vulnerable you are. It's to push you to become more resourceful and show you that you're capable of making it through what once felt impossible. Your battles are intended to build your character, not destroy your spirit. There is growth in your struggle, so just keep pushing.
With our thoughts, we create the world. That means there is something powerful about you. If you are disciplined, if you do the proper things, if you stay determined, stop the laziness, chances are very high that many of the goals that you're setting to yourself will become true.
What are you willing to sacrifice, and what are you willing to give up? You find every bit of who you are as a human being. There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. So the things that are important to you in life, you must do always, or you're nobody.
It's impossible to increase your mental toughness if you're afraid of failure. It's impossible to increase mental toughness if you don't get outside of your comfort zone. It's impossible to increase mental toughness if you don't do hard things. It's impossible to increase mental toughness if you don't throw yourself into the fire just to find out who you are on the other side of it. To throw yourself into the deep waters just to find out who you are on the other side.
Being fearless means put yourself out there and going for it. No matter what, go for it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself. Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do.
You're never gonna feel ready to do hard things. It's rare that you'll wake up in the morning feeling prepared to go after your dreams. Hard things are meant to be scary. They're meant to make you feel uncomfortable because they require you to go to a place that's unknown.
95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. Do I feel like getting up? We make decisions based on our feelings, and that is robbing you of joy and opportunity. If you accept the fact that you may never feel ready and you may never feel motivated and you may never feel confident, you may never feel courageous, and that's okay, but you can still push yourself forward as you start to see yourself becoming the person that takes action, guess what happens? You build the skill of confidence and courage.
Go ahead and take a minute and simply compare yourself to some of the greats of all time. Yeah, it's gonna hurt a little. Yet the one thing you need to realize that the biggest difference possibly between you and them is that they started. They finally came to the point where they were done preparing, they were done planning, and they started doing. Sometimes the very first step is the hardest step, and you got to get going.
You know, and yeah, it's not easy, but if it was easy, everyone would do it. And there's a reason why few people reach their potential in life. There is a reason for it, because it is not an easy road. It is not an easy path to go on. And you have to make sacrifices. You got to be willing to lock in. You got to be willing to remove distractions. And no, it's not going to be perfect. Yes, you will make mistakes in the journey. But when you're locked in and you're driven, you get right back on track.
You have to find yourself now. You have to find out who you are. And it's gonna take effort, man. I hate to tell you that, because I know it's probably gonna be hard sometimes to, you know, stay motivated or stay moving if you get those thoughts in your head. But you can do it.
You think everybody else is gonna die, not you. You kind of consciously know it, but you live like you got time. I'll get around to being happy. I'll get around to making it happen. I'll get around. Once things are in place, then I'm really going to dial it in. Once this stuff gets good with my kids, then I'm going forward in business. Once I get a bunch of money, then I'll work on myself. Then I'll deal with this thing that's bothering me. You don't think you're going to die. Begin with the end in mind. That's true in life. Who do you want to be in the end? What do you want to see? Where do you want to go? What do you want to felt? Who do you want to help? What do you want to achieve? What legacy do you want to live, if any? How about your faith, your money? And you're gonna worry about what people think? You're gonna worry about the things you're scared of? This is your life. You have stuff to get after it. Stay asleep, that's exactly what they want you to do. Matter of fact, they told everybody you weren't gonna be anyways. You proved them right. You feel good? The last 30 seconds of your life, you're gonna regret it.
Path of least resistance never makes you happy. Your life self-esteem, your self-esteem, esteem for yourself, is earned by you doing something difficult for you. I mean, what makes people happy? Progress.
No amount of planning. There is no perfect plan. Never has been, never will. There will be roadblocks, there will be detours, there will be problems. Yet in the doing is how you become the best version of yourself. I urge you to start. I urge you to take the first step. That first step may even be simply writing it down, whatever it is that you want, and then going into action.
Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. Well, that never goes out of style, does it?
I mean, think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, oh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did get a mile? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
Fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing, and then one day you're an old man and you look back, go, God, I could have been great.
And you're gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up, and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, I'd figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on.
Become the person who cannot quit. Become the person who can say no to the things that they know they're supposed to say no to.
Become the person who makes the right decision, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the hardships, regardless of the pain, regardless of the frustration. If you become that person, you have no limits in your life. There is no stopping that person. And that is the only way to become who it is you truly want to be.
Hope you chase those dreams with a burning desire. With a burning desire, and through all the fire, and through all the flame, and through all the pain, I hope that you find happiness deep in your heart. I wish nothing but prosperity and abundance in your life. Much love.
If you're choosing pleasure over purpose, you are struggling in life. You've always got to put purpose first. And you may not know what your purpose is. I can tell you this. I want to find my purpose. And I have to remind him that purpose is not something that is lost, and therefore you're not just going to find it. You have to develop your purpose. And the place you start is putting off pleasure and putting off desires and focusing on purpose and duty first. Ask yourself this. I go, if I had a gun to your head and I said, pick the one thing that you want to do in life that would just make you absolutely happy, would give you a sense of fulfillment and peace of mind, the thing that you would do if money was not an issue, what is it? And most people can quickly come up with an idea, or at least a place to start. There is where you start developing your purpose.
Enthusiasm and joy that people associate with happiness manifests itself when you're moving towards a value goal. So if you don't prioritize your goals because you don't exist within a structure of value, then you have no positive emotion. The embodied manifestation of positive emotion is the movement towards a valued goal. That's what it is. That's why you have the positive emotion. Because you are a creature that can move towards goals. And the emotional signaling of that is positive emotion. No goal, no positive emotion.
See, a lot of people have an idea or dream and they give up on it. No, don't do that. Work your dream until it gets hard. See, most things don't happen as soon as we think they should happen. The messenger of misery might drop in on you and say hello. Murphy's Law might come by and thump you on the head. Any number of things can happen to interrupt your flow. It's okay. Don't take it personal. Just acknowledge what's going on. It's called life. And keep on working on your dream. Continue to keep on knocking, because this is your life. This is what you love. This is your passion.
I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me fail. I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me stop. I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me quit. I'm going to allow that thing to build me. That adversity is going to work for me, not work against me. That setback is going to work for me, not work against me. That hurdle is going to work for me, not work against me.
I just want you to remember that average is the enemy. Success is your responsibility. And change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch.
With that motivation, go forward into the fray, into the storm, into the heat of the battle.
When people can't get up in the morning, I'm going to tell you why. Because they can predict the feeling of everything that's going to happen in their life. And their body's resigned to the familiar. It says, oh, another mundane day. But remember when you were a kid and you were going on a field trip? What happened then? You were up and dressed and ready to go before your parents were up. Because you knew something unexpected was going to happen. That's how we should live our lives. Waking up with the understanding to expect the unexpected, and something unusual should happen in our life as a result of our efforts.
Do you have any idea when your registration is due? Yeah, me neither. An expired registration, lapsed insurance, or forgotten warranty can cost you time, money, and a whole lot of wasted brain power. That's why we created Renewal Hawk, the app that gives you a bird's eye view of all your important renewals in one simple dashboard, from vehicle registrations and insurance policies to household items and more. Renewal Hawk keeps you ahead of every deadline. Download it today from the App Store and stay ahead of every renewal. Renewal Hawk, a bird's eye view of all your renewals. Download now and never miss another deadline.